And let's also remember the music that sustained Nelson Mandela and other members of the anti-apartheid movement in prison. Many of them were huge reggae fans.
James Mangay was a prisoner on Robben Island alongside Nelson Mandela and Walter Sisulu.
Walter Sisulu even asked for certain albums in particular. Say, that one by that boy, what is his name? We say, Bob Marley says, which one? We've got about three. Exodus, give me that one.
Wipe away transgression.
James Mangay became known as the Bob Marley of Robben Island, where cassettes of reggae music were a mainstay even when guards censored political songs.
It was not anything for entertainment. It became almost like your prayer time, if you like. That was prayer time. It was a time where we started remembering why we were where we were at and what lay ahead. And it was the kind of food that we needed to sustain us during those hard times.
Come on, get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
And if the music inspired Mandela, Mandela inspired countless musicians, including Johnny Clegg. As a teenager in Johannesburg, Johnny Clegg, a white South African, sought out Zulu migrant workers and learned their traditional songs and dances.
In the 1970s, he started a band, Jaluka, which brought black and white musicians together on stage. Under apartheid, that was illegal. They were harassed, banned from the radio.
Still, a few years later, Clegg became famous beyond South Africa with an anthem to Nelson Mandela. And in 1999, Mandela joined Clegg on stage, danced, and said this.
Well, it is a music and dancing that makes me at peace with the world.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.